The Chukchi Sea has one of the highest rates of sea ice loss in the Arctic, but the polar bears who live there don't appear to be suffering as a result. A new study from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service shows the Chukchi Sea bears are just as healthy as they were 20 years ago. The bears still face a grim, long-term future, but the new research shows there will be a lot of nuance along the way in how climate change plays out for polar bears in the Arctic. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Eric Regier has studied more than 250 polar bears on the Chukchi Sea ice since 2008, but some are more memorable than others, like the massive male he captured this spring.
There's always a sense of mystery when you start, when we weigh the bear. We have a tripod and a chain hoist, and we start hoisting the bear up off the ground, and everybody's watching the scale, especially if it's a big bear, and watching it go up and up and up. And so, you know, this guy, you know, the legs of the tripod are flexing. Everybody's kind of watching with bated breath.
The final number?
1,390 pounds, which is a whole lot of bear by any standard.
A new record, in fact, for a polar bear captured and released in Alaska. The previous record was set in 2010 with another bear Regier caught during his study. Regier didn't know what to expect in 2008 when he began looking at the health of Chukchi polar bears. But since then, Regier has measured, weighed, and taken samples from a lot of fat bears. His study shows bears in the region are doing as well or even better than they were 20 years ago.
So despite some significant sea ice loss in the Chukchi Sea region, bears had maintained their size, they maintained their body condition, which means their fatness, and their level of reproduction.
It's a different story for polar bears off Alaska's north coast in the southern Beaufort Sea. According to research from the U.S. Geological Survey, sea ice retreat is clearly making it harder for those bears to find food. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Study shows male bears in the Chukchi Sea weigh on average more than 100 pounds more than their counterparts in the southern Beaufort Sea.
Indeed, at present time, it is something of a tale of two populations. Polar bears in western Alaska appear to be doing well. Despite the large sea ice declines, polar bears north of Alaska don't appear to be doing as well.
In the southern Beaufort Sea, there's a longer history of sea ice loss, keeping bears away from their preferred hunting habitats over the biologically productive waters of the continental shelf. And the Chukchi Sea is full of warm, nutrient-rich water that produces a lot of food. Regier says bears in the Chukchi may have reduced access to seals, but if so, it's not affecting their size.
Say you eat 7 big turkey dinners a week. You're probably pretty big, pretty robust, pretty healthy. You're getting enough calories. And then something changes, your budget's reduced, and you only eat 6 big turkey dinners a week. Well, you know, for most of us, that's plenty for, you know, to maintain the body condition, the size that we need. And it's not the best analogy, but it's kind of similar to what's probably going on in the Chukchi Sea. These animals live in a very productive ecosystem. And so, yes, in the past 25 years, the sea ice has reduced. They have less time on the sea ice. But what we think is they probably still have enough time on the sea ice to catch as many seals as they need to survive. They're still doing well.
There's some evidence the Chukchi Sea is even becoming more productive as the sea ice retreats, allowing more sunlight in the water to produce a bigger algae bloom that pays dividends up the food chain. That may account for the record-setting bears Regier has encountered, but he says if the ice continues melting at the current rate, polar bears and the Chukchi will face a very different future.
At some point, the sea ice will have declined far enough that polar bears aren't able to do what they do. They don't have enough time to spend on the sea ice to catch enough seals to remain fat and healthy and have a lot of cubs.
Regier doesn't know if that will happen in 5 years or 50 or longer, but he says he hopes the new study helps tell a more complicated and more interesting story about the bears in the meantime.
We've done a very good job of getting the message out about polar bears. And the simple message that's gotten out is, as goes the sea ice, so go the polar bears.
The more complex truth about the species leaves a lot of room for future research on the subject. And that means Regier and his colleagues will be out on the Chukchi Sea ice studying polar bears for many years to come. Their research appears in the latest issue of Global Change Biology. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.